Brandon Butler, Executive Director of the Conservation Federation of Missouri.
All right. And then you were sort of in charge of today putting everything together?
That's what they pay me for.
Exactly. So we have 25 organizations here on Capitol Hill today. Sort of, can you tell us what these organizations all have in common and sort of why they were chosen to come here?
Sure. The Conservation Federation is made up of individual members as well as affiliate organizations. These organizations that are here today are what we consider affiliates. That means that they pay a fee to be part of the Federation, which we then use collectively as a voice to support conservation across the state of Missouri. So you see here today that there's all kinds of different organizations. You've got Whitetails Unlimited, National Wild Turkey Federation, Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, but then you've got the Coalition for the Environment and the Missouri Prairie Foundation and the State Parks Association. So conservation is, you know, important to all of us as individuals for different reasons, but we get the big picture. We understand collectively that we have to maintain the authority of the Department of Conservation. We have to maintain the funding of the Conservation Department. So it's a big picture thing that you're seeing here today.
And that's sort of across the board, as I've been interviewing people today, that's they're trying to sort of send a message to the legislature. Is that...
So the legislature might have some issues with the way the department's operating, which is why this legislation we're seeing is coming out of a very few select elected officials. What we're trying to do today is say, look, all of these different people care about conservation in Missouri. You know, it might be deer for this guy, it might be wildflowers for this lady, but you're messing with an army of people who collectively care deeply about this. And, you know, well over 2 million Missourians associate themselves with conservation in some form or another. And we're just the tip of the spear here today. Hopefully the message gets out that we are a broad-based group that cares about all kinds of aspects of the outdoors.
And this also shows to the people in Missouri that this is a very strong organization as well, or a group of organizations, I should say.
Yeah, we hope so.
And then another thing that I've heard across the board is there's a big focus on youth and getting the younger generation sort of involved in these.
It's so important to get youth involved because times have changed. Times have changed for the better. You think back 2 generations ago, before your time or mine, there were very few deer. There were almost no turkeys. It's taken nearly a century to reestablish these wildlife populations. And people born today don't realize how bad it was just a few generations ago. So these youth today that are born and raised in a time of excess need to realize that it could go the other way. We have it good, but you have to learn to appreciate having it good and not just be apathetic and let politicians, you know, make decisions that could affect the future of conservation.
Right. And there's a lot of stuff that we've seen with these groups here today. There's a lot of stuff that goes on that people don't necessarily know about or that people don't necessarily think about happening that goes into reforestation and establishing better natural qualities for the state of Missouri and nationwide.
Yeah, fishing streams in today's era, it doesn't just happen. You know, there's science behind it. Forest management, prairie management, wildlife management, you know, it's a science. It's a balance of taking care of the resource, allowing selective harvest. There's so much that goes into it. We're just the fortunate citizens that go out and enjoy it.
And we've seen a lot of that as far as keeping that, the things like even like the water level or the basic parts of things that we need to survive and things that businesses or farmers need to survive are all affected by these root organizations.
Well, I'm glad you talked about business and agriculture because those are two very important aspects of conservation. You know, agriculture is our number one industry in this state. If conservation is going to be successful, we have to have a good relationship with agriculture. We have to look for ways to partner. Same with industry. You know, I'm really proud of the fact that the Conservation Federation works with Missouri Electric Co-ops, the Corn Growers Association, the Petroleum Council. We're looking for ways to partner. CFM is all about inclusion. We're all about how can we work together as opposed to working against each other.
Are there any other groups that you're trying to sort of partner with and spread the message to?
Absolutely. You know, one thing that we haven't been good at is getting more of the what we call non-consumptive groups involved. That would be your paddlers and your mountain bikers, hikers. You know, we've got a lot of fishing and hunting groups and some associations like the Parks Associations. But if we could get more of these more modern outdoor X game type individuals involved and make them understand that, you know, you have to be involved in the preservation of these lands for the next generation, or you won't have a place to mountain bike or zip line, the things that people are doing today.
And so we're seeing that even though there's a lot of people here today right now, that this is a very integrated part of society, and that this could be a very potentially a growing group still.
Absolutely. So the history is CFM came together in the early 1930s to help establish the Department of Conservation. The dream was to take politics out of conservation management, and the dream transpired. And then in 1976, we were the group that led the design for conservation sales tax, which we still have, the 1/8 of 1% sales tax. So these two historical moments happened because of the Conservation Federation. Things have been on cruise control for years, but now we're starting to see nationwide some backlash towards conservation, and we have to adjust. We have to change our messaging. We have to bring in new groups. We have to work with agriculture. We have to work with businesses. So we are in a time of growth, that's for sure.
And we've seen that the state of Missouri does have quite a big focus on not only agriculture, but we're one of the biggest natural resource-oriented states there are.
There's no question about it that Missouri is one of the great conservation states in America. The diversity of the landscape, from the agriculture and the hills of the north to the Ozarks and the beautiful, free-flowing, crystal-clear streams teeming with trout and smallmouth, the white-tailed deer, the turkey. We're the number one turkey harvest state in America. I mean, we have it so good here that it's almost dangerous. You know, it's so good that people just sit back and think it's going to be taken care of for them, and that's not the case. You know, you need to be involved.
And that's something that if we enjoy it too much and we want it to continue, this is sort of something that we have to look at in order to make sure that not only we can enjoy that, but future generations after us can also enjoy it.
You know, I have two young daughters, and hopefully someday they have children, and I want my children and my children's children to know that I was here for them, that I was fighting to make sure that they had the same or even better opportunities that I've had. So if we could all feel that way, we'll leave the world a better place.
It's a very good message. All right, anything else you'd like to add for our listeners?
Just make sure you get involved, whether that's with a conservation organization that aligns itself with a passion that you support, and make sure you're involved in the political process. Know who your state rep is. Know who your state senator is. No matter how you feel, let them know. Just be engaged.
I can imagine that's very important, that not only that the citizens know what's going on, but also the citizens make sure that the legislatures here know what's going on with these bills and how that affects them on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah, and I'm not speaking specifically to conservation. I mean, be engaged in education and healthcare. You know, we all have opinions, but if we keep them to ourselves, they don't enact change. So make sure that you let the legislators that you put in office who work for you know how you feel.
Thank you so much for your time.
All right. Thank you very much.